Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. We have a lot of ground to cover today, and I really want to get through it because we have, like I said, a lot to do, and you just heard my sponsored segment, and now we will be looking at a bunch of different things. So again, thank you to Anchor for sponsoring my podcast today. And the first topic I want to cover is the new Apple products that were announced 2 weeks ago. So I know I'm covering it 2 weeks after, but it is still a big thing. So the iPhone 13, if any of you have seen pictures, anything about the iPhone 13, you would know the new camera design. I do not like the new camera design. I love the new colors, but I do not like the new camera design. It is, in my opinion, ugly and stupid, because if you look at it on a 3D diagram, all they did was move one camera over and take that back microphone for noise canceling and shift it down. That is all they did to the new iPhone. And it's weird because the setup that we had last year in the iPhone 12 was perfect. The camera was perfect. Everything was perfect. And then when they move this thing and I see it's ugly, and a lot of people agree with me that it is ugly. Some don't, but I don't like it. If they kept their old design, they could keep costs down, first of all, because, and also, why'd they I get they got better sensors and the sensors were enlarged, but the sensors shouldn't be that much bigger, to the fact where the glass back where the stuff is so much bigger that an iPhone 12 inside of it, it's double the camera size of an iPhone 12. And it's odd. I don't get it. But I guess we gotta live with it. So, yeah, also, the iPad. The camera design on the iPad is better than the camera design on the iPhone, but why didn't they just put it together? So, if any of you agree with me, leave a message on anchor.fm and you can look at all of your responses in the message box. So, I do a lot of rewards when I do podcasts and YouTube and all this stuff. I do a lot of rewarding of people. I do a candle program, or I call it the candle program. However many listens I get, I will light a candle one day for each listen. So if I have 15 listens, I will light one candle a day for 15 days. And when I get different share amount, a lot of the time I'll do giveaways. Giveaways are something that I love to do because it rewards you. Also, any sponsored segments that are in this video, like today on the beginning of the video, you got my Anchor ad. Every time you listen, I get a certain amount of money for that Anchor ad. So with that, I am making money from ads and you're not paying. It's just money coming in from me telling you about Anchor. And every time I do an affiliate link for anything that I recommend, I also am getting a little bit of revenue from that affiliate link. So anything that any sponsored segments, I'm getting paid for. So when there's a sponsored segment, listen through it because, yeah. And also listening to my podcast, more listens I get, the more money I get. And sharing. If you share to three of your friends and make three of your friends give an audio message from who shared it to you or who shared my podcast, you will be entered into a giveaway. So share my podcast because that's how you get a giveaway. And sometimes it'll be technology, sometimes it'll be different things, autographs. I have no idea. In the past, I've had a person want autographs, so I sent out autographs. There's been a bunch of different things that I have done. So, yeah, and remember, so that isn't the end of my thing, but there are a lot of different small businesses also in the area. Well, in all of the areas, help out small businesses. I love small businesses because they work so hard, they don't have that many staff, and they're trying to get money. Help out small businesses. Help them out. Pay for something. When I go and get milk, I'll go to the general store just to get milk instead of going to Target because it's paying our small town general store and not Target. Even though it may be more expensive, we're supporting a local business. Same with going to a bagel shop instead of Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee. Or like a small town coffee shop instead of going to Dunkin's to get coffee. That's supporting a local business. So there's a bunch of different things that you can do to support local businesses, especially in COVID. So always remember, life is good, and I'm out.